USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, sits in a jail in London at this hour after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. Assange under arrest after Ecuador withdraws its protection, the Justice Department here in the U.S., immediately charging him with helping former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning break into a Pentagon computer. Here's President Trump.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange. That will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General.
In other news, former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig indicted on charges of making false statements and concealing information in a federal foreign lobbying investigation that intersected with the Russia probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
In Louisiana, a man under arrest in connection with the suspicious fires at three historic black churches. The state fire marshal saying Holden Matthews, 21 years old, who is white, in police custody. He's charged with three counts of arson on a religious building.
I don't know what this young man's motive was. I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts.
That's Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards.
It has been especially painful because it reminds us of a very dark past of intimidation and fear.
The 21-year-old under arrest, said to be the son of a Louisiana sheriff's deputy. On Wall Street, the Dow down 14 points to close at 26,143. The NASDAQ down almost 17 points. The S&P 500 up a fraction. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, who once represented porn star Stormy Daniels, facing a 36-count federal indictment.
Avenatti's been indicted by a federal grand jury for fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. The grand jury in Southern Cal believes that the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and others stole millions of dollars from five clients and used shell companies and bank accounts to try to cover it up. While he insists he's going to be exonerated, some say Avenatti must have seen the charges coming when, after discussing a possible run for the White House early this year, he abruptly announced he wouldn't be running. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell dismissing the concept of Medicare for all, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Mitch McConnell is dismissing Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for all plan that was announced on Wednesday. The senator didn't mince words when talking to Fox News about Sanders' plan.
It ought to be called Medicare for none. 180 million Americans would lose the private health insurance many of them have negotiated for at work. Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained by adding all these additional people. If you want to turn America into a socialist country, this is the first step. That coupled, of course, with the Green New Deal, which would eliminate a whole lot of jobs. I think what we're seeing here is full socialism on display in the Democratic primaries for president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.